This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With snow in the area, you are reminded to please drive carefully. Leave extra space between you and the vehicle in front of you, and slow down. Posted speed limits are only intended for ideal driving conditions, which these certainly are not. Remember to also have your headlights on, buckle up with your phone down, and give snowplows space and avoid passing them. Don't forget to also pack an emergency kit in your vehicle in case you get stranded, and know before you go with 511WI.gov. Friday, December 12th from 5:30 to 8 p.m., it's a holiday family fun night over at the Flambeau River YMCA. Wear your pajamas, bring a blanket, and join them for a cozy evening of hot chocolate, food, crafts, and a holiday movie in their decorated studio. This is free for everyone. Spots are limited, and you can call the front desk at 715-650-9622 to register. Once again, this is taking place Friday, December 12th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. over at the Flambeau River YMCA. The DNR has announced that harvest rates for the opening weekend of the gun deer season have increased compared to last year. Maddie Schaefer has more.
Deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel says that deer harvest rates for opening weekend have slightly increased by 3.9% compared to last year. The total number of deer harvested was over 90,000 deer statewide during the weekend opener. That's a tick higher than the same period last year when over 87,000 deer were harvested.
That brings us up to a total harvest this year, going back to the beginning of the archery season, of over 200,000 deer. We're at just over 212,000 deer now, including archery harvest prior to the gun season.
There was a 1.4% increase in antlered deer harvest compared to 2024 and a 7% increase in antlerless deer harvested. Pritzel says that the favorable weather, increased antlerless permits, and the gun deer opener being a day earlier than last year might have contributed to the increased harvest rates. He says the snowfall for this week might set up hunters for a successful second weekend.
As it relates to deer hunting, we're looking forward to some snow coming, at least in the northern half of the state. However, for the next couple of days, it sounds like it's going to be really windy as well. But we work through those sorts of things, and it could set us up for hopefully a really nice second weekend with snow cover remaining on parts of the state after the storm goes through. And so we'll be having a conversation about that a week from now.
The gun deer hunt ends Sunday, November 30th.
With the onset of finally some winter weather, Ready Wisconsin has some winter weather wisdom. Get weather information from a reliable source, make preparations before a winter storm arrives. When temperatures are extremely low, dress in layers or just completely avoid going outdoors. If there is snow or ice on the road, take it slow. And if it's too cold for you, it's too cold for your pets. Remember, if you are traveling, be sure to give someone close to you a travel plan so they know where you're going and when you can expect to be there. Always keep somebody updated. You can find these tips on Ready Wisconsin's Facebook page. Saturday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's Christmas in the Village over in Butternut. At the Butternut Village Hall, there's going to be cookies and hot chocolate from 9 to 3 p.m. At the Butternut Community Park, there's going to be a food stand sponsored by Butternut Girls Basketball, with a bar open from 10 a.m. until they close. There's going to be a punch card for raffle. You can pick that up at the Butternut Village Hall for a raffle basket filled with prizes with a drawing at 3:15 at the park. Downtown businesses and Butternut Community Park will have vendors. Look for signs of businesses that are participating from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's going to be music at the park from 3 p.m. until they stop. The music is to be determined. You can stop at the Village Hall when your punch card is filled or if you have any questions. And there's also going to be a meat raffle at the Butternut Community Park starting at 3 p.m. Once again, this is all taking place Saturday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over in Butternut. Former Wisconsin State Legislator Fred Clark is running for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. He's running to replace Tom Tiffany, who's running for Wisconsin Governor. Maddie Schaefer has more.
Clark has lived and worked in Wisconsin for 35 years, working as a forester and a land manager. He represented Sauk and Marquette County in the state assembly for 3 terms. He recently moved to the North Woods. Clark says that he made the decision to run for Congress after watching the effects of the current administration's policies.
Overall, I think Congress is not doing its job, and I made a decision that I think I can do better than what we're experiencing right now, and people deserve better. So we launched this campaign October 1st, and over the course of the next year, I'll be introducing myself to people all throughout 26 counties of the 7th Congressional District.
The Forestry Revitalization Act, which is a proposal in the state capitol right now to fund an aviation biogas facility using pulpwood in the Hayward area, is one topic of interest for the Hayward community. Clark says the project is an important opportunity to have a strong forest products industry.
And our pulp and paper industry, which has always been the sort of pillar of the Wisconsin forest economy, well, that's been declining. Fewer people are using paper anymore. So we need to find other uses for our wood products, and the sustainable aviation fuel is a really important opportunity.
While Clark supports the project, he's critical of the state's plan to offer the $150 million grant. He says he would prefer to see it structured as a tax credit that can be earned. If Clark advances from the Democratic primary in August, he would go on to face Republican Jesse Eben in the general election November 3rd, 2026.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Another loss for the Milwaukee Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks came close, but could not finish, losing on the road in Miami to the Heat, 106-103. The Bucks have now lost 6 in a row. Before the game, it looked as if Giannis was close to making a return after missing the past 4 games with that strained left adductor. Head coach Doc Rivers asked if he thought Giannis was ready to play.
No, I was not in favor. I was very happy we decided what we decided. I was very uncomfortable with it. He really wanted to push, and that's who Giannis is. I was very happy with our medical team today. They decided at the end of the day, let's wait. And I, obviously as a coach, I can't get involved but so much. But I told Giannis that this morning that it should be a no tonight. Then the medical team told him as well.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a little light snow today. We'll get to around 25 for a high here on Thanksgiving Day. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the low to mid-20s with some snow possible by late Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.